Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the incredible world of science, the cutting edge of knowledge, knowledge that revolutionizes the way we view the world around us. And if you want to be part of this great search for fundamental truth, then give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic yourself. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, because we'll be taking phone calls. Well, once again, the number is 612-564-8135. Now, all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. That's it. So leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic to ask that question that's always been bugging you for all these years. And maybe your kids will also want to participate. In fact, perhaps your kids take a science course, and one of the questions raised by the teacher leaves them stumped. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to act dumb and say, well, gee, ask your mom, I don't understand that question at all? Or are you going to call 612-564-8135 and put them on the radio? Let them share with this great pursuit of knowledge. And if you want to find out more about my work, I'm a professor of theoretical physics, and what I do for a living is I work on something called string theory, which we think is the ultimate theory of the universe itself. Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after the theory of everything, the God equation, that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. That was his goal in life. Well, find out about that great chase, the chase for the theory of everything, by getting a copy of one of my latest books, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, and find out what all the excitement is about. We have a candidate for the theory of everything. It's called string theory, and it explains why we have so many subatomic particles. You know, back in the 1930s, things were so simple. We had the electron, which went around the proton, and in the nucleus, we had also another particle called the neutron. It seemed so simple back then. But then we discovered a whole zoo of other subatomic particles. Every time we smash atoms with our particle accelerators, we find an avalanche of new particles. We give them all Greek names. So why should nature be so malicious? Einstein once said that God created the universe not because he was malicious, but because he was subtle. So why should nature be so cruel as to create this avalanche of subatomic particles? Well, again, we think, but we cannot prove, that they're nothing but musical notes. Musical notes on a tiny vibrating string. Because how many musical notes can you play on a vibrating string? Well, the answer is infinite. There's an infinite number of notes you can get by twanging a vibrating string. And in string theory, all these notes correspond to subatomic particles. Electrons, neutrinos, quarks, nothing but different vibrational modes of a tiny vibrating string. So physics is nothing but the harmonies you can create on these tiny strings. Chemistry is the melodies you can create when these strings bump into each other. And the universe is a symphony of strings, and then the mind of God. The mind of God would be cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. That would be the mind of God. But anyway, find out more about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, so find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, let's move on now, and let's take the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, this is Larry Chan, listening to you on GCN from New York. I'd like to ask, since they preserved Einstein's brain, wouldn't it be strategic to actually clone Albert Einstein as soon as they can? Because that brain tissue is not getting any younger, which means it's degrading. If it's degrading, maybe the genetic material will eventually be useless someday. So wouldn't it be wise to record Einstein's DNA in order to see if we can make some improvements on it, or just simply clone Albert Einstein multiple times? I disagree with your assessment that that a clone would necessarily have to have the exact same conditions of life as the original Albert Einstein. I believe that behavior is mostly genetic, so a clone of Albert Einstein would more or less behave exactly like him, regardless of socioeconomic status. What do you think?
Well, you raise a whole bunch of different philosophical, biological, and physical questions, so let's try to take them one at a time. First of all, when Einstein was alive, he said basically that his body would be reduced to ashes and placed in some place that is still relatively unknown. Historians have tried to figure out where the ashes are. But what happened was, during the autopsy, the doctor in charge realized that in his hands he was holding the brain of one of the greatest scientists of many centuries. So he took it home. That's right. He took Einstein's brain home and preserved it in liquid and kept it in his living room for several years. Every once in a while, he would take splices of Einstein's brains and mail it to other scientists to see whether they could figure out what was the secret of Einstein's genius. And in fact, the brain went across country. He put the brain in his car once. And the exploits of this doctor who had Einstein's brain in his car and in his living room is documented in a documentary. There's even a documentary tracing where Einstein's brain went. Well, Einstein's brain has been looked at because, of course, slices of it are still at Princeton. Still at Princeton. And they find that, well, for the most part, there's really nothing so unusual about it, at least looking at the basic form of the brain, except there's one area which is thicker than normal, and that thicker than normal area of the brain deals with abstract thought, thought that requires imagination, abstract thinking. That tended to be thicker than the rest of Einstein's brain. But for the most part, most people that have studied the brain say that it's really not much different from the average person's brain, except for that one little area that was more thickened than normal. Now, then the question is, well, what about genetics? If you take a look at the overall shape of Einstein's brain, maybe that's misleading. Maybe you have to get it down to the neuron level to find out the secret of Einstein's genius. Well, the brain was preserved in formaldehyde. And formaldehyde, as you know, destroys tissue, a delicate tissue anyway. And so we're not sure how much of Einstein's brains can be reconstructed. Of course, we can do it with a tiny fraction of his brain, but again, it was preserved in formaldehyde, and it's not known how much DNA can be retrieved. But let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a call from somebody who said that, well, we do have Einstein's brain. It's been preserved. It's degraded, but it has been preserved. So why not try to clone him and bring him back? And perhaps genetics is all that's necessary. Perhaps upbringing, memories of the way he was taught when he was a child, maybe all that's irrelevant. Maybe it's just down to the question of genetics. Well, yes and no. There have been people, for example, Professor Alikin in the Midwest, who made a career out of studying identical twins that were separated in childhood. And then, of course, you trace their intellectual and physical history over the years. These twins were separated, so they did not have any social interactions with each other. And he found out something rather interesting. On a scale of different kinds of activities, he found that roughly 50% of these kinds of characteristics were astonishingly identical between these two twins. The other 50%, less so. And so they begin to diverge. So you're not going to get identical twins. And as one person said, if you were to try to clone Hitler and bring back Hitler as a child, you might wind up as a second-rate artist. This is, of course, what Hitler was before he shot to fame. And so the question is, of that 50% that is not genetic, then how would that influence that person's behavior? Well, of course, some people believe that most behavior is learned, not genetic at all. That if you are raised in a family of thieves, for example, then what you think is good or bad or worth emulating is a question of how much you can steal. So what happens if one twin is raised in a family of thieves and another twin is raised in a family, well, let's say professors? You would probably find that the kids wind up quite different. So some people believe that, yeah, if you could clone Einstein, you would come back with a person that was very inquisitive, very easy to learn mathematics and different kinds of characteristics, but could wind up as a criminal or somebody that totally deviates from what you would expect a Nobel Prize winner to be like. Well, this of course all hypothetical, but it does remain to be seen how much genetic material is left of the brain of Albert Einstein. Right now, if you watch these crime stories on TV, you can realize that a piece of tissue that you can barely see, a piece of tissue that is so tiny that you think there is nothing there, but you can from that regenerate the genome of the organism that created it. So we get better and better at doing it, and we can even begin the process of cloning ancient animals. Now, of course, we have not yet been able to clone a dinosaur. The dinosaurs were wiped out 65 or so million years ago, and we do not have any intact DNA going back that far. But, yeah, it does turn out that we can bring back some extinct animals. Animals that were extinct several decades ago can, in fact, be brought back if we have enough good tissue that can then be implanted into, let's say, a female animal that is healthy. So it is possible to bring back certain life forms if you have enough usable DNA, but it's not clear how much of Einstein's DNA is still usable. Okay, well, moving on, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to answer some of the questions that I get that are sent by email. And you can reach me on email. Go to my website, mkaku.org. It explains how to do it. And so let me try to answer some of the questions that I get. One persistent set of questions is concerns, well, flying saucers and alien life and UAPs, as they're now called. What do I think about them? Well, I'm a scientist, and I realize that the lifeblood of science begins with data. If you have no data, no solid metrics by which you can measure this data, then a lot of it is speculation. Now, that doesn't mean the speculation is wrong. It just means that it's crying out for more authentication. That is, metrics, numbers, measurements that we can make. Now, when you go through different kinds of books that summarize the highlights of different Air Force studies of UFOs, you realize that almost all of the sightings are done by hearsay. In other words, somebody, usually one person, looks up and sees something in the sky. Now, I'm a physicist. What we need is data. The more data, the better the approximations. Without the data, it's speculation. So if somebody says they saw a flying saucer up in the sky, well, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But what can we say? It says his word against the word of, let's say, skeptics. What we need is data. And that's why the information coming from these Navy pilots is so interesting. We now have a mountain of data, hours worth of visual sightings of something out there. And that gives us evidence by which we can make definitive statements. So, looking at these videos, frame by frame, second by second, scientists have been able to come to, well, certain measurable, testable, reproducible conclusions, not just hearsay. We're talking about multiple modes and multiple sightings. Not just one person, but several people saying they saw something, Not just one binoculars or one camera, but a slew of detectors and different kinds of instruments. Multiple sightings by multiple modes. And it turns out that what we get now are hundreds of these sightings that have been available by the United States Navy. In fact, just last week, another dump of several hundred sightings was released. So we scientists are now drowning in videotapes of something that is dancing in our atmosphere. So looking at the metrical evidence, what do we find? First of all, we can clock these things now. These objects can move between Mach 5 and Mach 20, between 5 times the speed of sound and 20 times the speed of sound. Not only that, they can dive bomb. They can go 80,000 feet in just a few seconds, which is remarkable. They also zigzag in unpredictable ways. The G-forces inside these craft can be calculated numerically, given the fact that they are zigzagging. We find that the G-forces inside are several hundred times the force of the Earth's gravity. And they don't just fly in the air, they go underwater as well. So then the question is, what do we have? What do we have that can go from Mach 5 to Mach 20, that can dive bomb 80,000 feet, that can go underwater and go zigzagging like these objects? Well, the short answer is, we have nothing. The closest we can get, however, are hypersonic drones. The Russians have even unleashed hypersonic drones in the Ukraine. Hypersonic drones are robotic craft that have the ability to zigzag. In fact, that's the whole point. The whole point of these objects is to be able to zigzag and evade radar. Evade anti-missile detectors. And so, yes, we do have these hypersonic drones, but only recently, within the last year or so. So in other words, these UFO sightings go back decades. Decades. So how is it possible that these technologies could have been available decades ago when just recently we have been able to duplicate hypersonic drones? In fact, the military just recently, just a few weeks ago, made the announcement that yes, they are now in the process of flight testing their version of the hypersonic drones. In fact, the United States is roughly 2 years behind the Russians in terms of perfecting this technology. But can these hypersonic drones go underwater? Can these hypersonic drones zigzag at G-forces of several hundred times the force of gravity? Well, the short answer is, not that we know of. Now, that's a very important qualification, because it means that perhaps somebody does know how to do it, but is not telling. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a USA News update. President Biden says officials are still determining the validity of classified documents recently leaked online. The president in a statement commended law enforcement for the recent arrest of a suspected leaker. Jack Teixeira will remain in custody until his next court appearance in Boston. Former President Trump is railing against President Biden's gun control agenda. While speaking at the NRA's annual meeting in Indianapolis, Trump told the crowd, "No one will lay a finger on your guns if he's elected president in 2024. Trump filed a personal financial disclosure Friday, giving a look into earnings since he left the White House. Trump reported making over $5 million from speaking engagements. The documents value his business holdings at over $1 billion. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. So give us a call if you want to be part of Science Fantastic. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All you have to do is leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And maybe your thoughts could be heard around the world on Science Fantastic. Well, let's keep moving along. Once again, we get a lot of emails, questions about these UFOs and UAP sightings. And one persistent question is, well, what do you think? You're a physicist. What do you think about this mountain of material that is coming forth from the United States Navy and different intelligence agencies? First of all, I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to have a lot more because of the fact that these pilots, airline pilots, Air Force pilots, they basically kept mum about these sightings for fear of losing their job. There's a famous incident back in the 1980s with the Japan Airlines sighting. A jet plane from Japan Airlines was flying over Alaska when it encountered not one, but 3 different flying saucers that were flying alongside the airplane. The airplane saw these things, The pilots, more than one, but several pilots documented it. They tracked it on radar. Again, multiple sightings by multiple modes. That's the gold standard. But what became of that report? Well, the pilots were given desk jobs. They were shelled. In other words, they were punished. And that sent a chill throughout the entire industry that, yes, you could talk about flying saucers, you can talk about these things, but you may also lose your job, or you may also be demoted. And so that's one stigma that has prevented a scientific analysis of these things, and that stigma, we think, has now been lifted. At least on paper, the military has now stated that they welcome pilots coming forth with these sightings. While before, pilots would be laughed at, shunned, given desk jobs and things like that. And that has led to a flood of new reports, several hundred, in addition to the 100 or so sightings previously. We're now drowning in these different sightings by Air Force pilots and by airlines pilots. In fact, I was on an airplane flight just a few months ago, and one of the pilots came up to me, he recognized me, and said that, yeah, he too has had encounters with flying saucers. They would fly right next to his airplane, but because he was a seasoned pilot, he was no fool, what did he do? Nothing. He just kept quiet. But he confided to me that as an airline pilot, he's seen a number of UFO sightings in his career. So then the next question is, what do we do about this information? I have friends of mine in the SETI project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and these individuals believe in listening in on alien conversations, which of course is always a good thing. It's always good to know what the aliens are thinking about. But, however, there are a minority of scientists who believe in the METI project, not the SETI project, but the METI project. The METI project wants to reach out, advertise our existence, saying to the aliens, we welcome you, we come in peace, we want to share our wisdom and our peaceful technology with you, come and visit the Earth, and here are the coordinates to the Earth. If you want to visit the Earth, here's a map to visit this great planet of ours. These are the METI people. Personally, I think that it's a disaster to fulfill that agenda until we know what the intentions of these aliens are and what their capabilities are. In other words, I think we should stay low, duck, not advertise their existence until we know exactly what these aliens are capable of, because they could be thousands, millions of years ahead of us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And speaking about space exploration, the Artemis moonshot came back to Earth a few months ago, made history, because we're going back to the moon. That's right, after a gap of about 50 years, we're going to send people to the moon. Now, the Artemis is a rocket that, in this case, was robotic. There was nobody in that rocket ship. However, it sailed around the moon several times before it finally splashed down back on the planet Earth. And so we're back in the game again. Not only that, but Elon Musk has his own moon rocket, and he wants to take tourists. He wants to take tourists to the moon. So in fact, we could have a traffic jam around the moon in the coming years. First of all, the Artemis mission was a success. Artemis, by the way, was a Greek goddess who is the sister of Apollo. So the Apollo missions, of course, made history 50 years ago. But Apollo had a sister, Artemis, and the Artemis robotic probe made history just recently by whizzing its way around the moon. Next, perhaps next year, of course, things always change with time due to mishaps or whatever. But next year, we hope to shoot pilots to the moon. One African-American, one woman, and we're going to send humans back to the moon. Now, they're not going to land on the moon. This mission will simply orbit around the moon, but it'll be a first. The first in 50 years we've done that. Then after that, perhaps around 2025, 2026, we hope to do a landing on the moon. So we're back in the game. So what's different? What's different now from what it was 50 years ago? Well, when you see these old videotapes back in the 50s, you realize that everything seems so primitive. Because, of course, back then, computer technology was still in its infancy back then. Today, we are instantaneous internet connection with all these space probes, giving us instantaneous communication, glorious photographs, and an avalanche of scientific information. So, in other words, next year, we hope to send pilots around the moon, but not land on the moon. After that, who knows, maybe around 2025, 2026, we hope to land on the moon. And what's next after that? To build a space station. Now, we have a space station going around the Earth, but eventually it could come down. The Russians, in fact, have announced that they're thinking of pulling out of the International Space Station. And without funding, it may become a ball of fire as it plunges in a death spiral back to the planet Earth. But in the meantime, we hope to create another orbiting station around the moon. That's right. And from that orbiting station around the moon, we hope to create an ion engine that'll take us to Mars. So that's one scenario. One scenario is to go back to the moon, have astronauts pilot and a moon rocket that goes in an orbit around the moon, and from that moon rocket assemble an ion engine that'll take us to Mars. That's NASA's way of doing it. But NASA, of course, is hedging its bets. It's also funding Elon Musk. Elon Musk has his own agenda. He wants to go to Mars in one big leap. First, to the moon with tourists, believe it or not. Tourists have already signed up to go to the moon on Elon Musk's Starship rocket. But after that, he wants to send astronauts all the way to the red planet. So in other words, we could have a traffic jam around the moon and another traffic jam around Mars, as we have not one, but two American space missions geared toward exploring this great universe of ours. And before we leave the space program, let me say a few things about the Webb Space Telescope. The Webb Space Telescope is spectacular. It's given us detailed photographs of things. Some of them have been photographed previously by the Hubble Space Telescope, but never in the glorious detail that the Webb is capable of. Now, why is that? You see, the Hubble Space Telescope, no matter how great it was, had a blind spot. The blind spot was that it could not see infrared radiation very well. And a lot of stars radiate in the infrared region. And the Big Bang, a lot of the radiation from the Big Bang is in the infrared region. So the Webb basically is filling the gap left by the Hubble Space Telescope, but in much greater detail. Okay, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and you're listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Right now I'm summarizing some of the questions that I get by email. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out more about Science Fantastic. Well, let me now answer yet another email that I got concerning artificial intelligence. Recently, a researcher for Google was fired. Fired in part because he was saying that some of the chatbots that are being marketed now, some of them could be sentient, intelligent. In other words, perhaps we've crossed the line now. Perhaps we are creating tremendously accurate, powerful artificial intelligence, sentient beings. Think about that. Is that really true? It's sort of like the Terminator come true. Well, many other scientists, computer scientists, have come back and said, wait a minute. Just because you have a chatbot that has the ability to answer questions and talk to you in something that sounds like a human being, it doesn't mean that it's really sentient. And then the question is, well, what do you mean by that? When do you say that an instrument is conscious or not? Well, I personally think that it's premature to say that the robots are here. You see, these chatbots that talk to you, they have a vocabulary of maybe several hundred words. But in several hundred words, you can talk slang. You can talk like a teenager. You can impersonate a human pretty well with just a few hundred words. So, in other words, just because you hear something that sounds human doesn't mean that there's really a conscious mind behind it. For example, let's compare our robots to animals. If you take a robot, our most advanced military robot, and put it in the forest, what does it do? Well, it falls over and it desperately tries to get back on its 2 feet again. And basically it doesn't do much of anything in the forest. Now, if you take a cockroach and you put it in the forest, it runs around, finds shelter, finds food, finds mates, creates a hiding place. It does very well. So our most advanced military robot has a collective intelligence of a cockroach. But that doesn't mean that they won't eventually become more intelligent. Eventually they'll become as intelligent as a mouse, then as a rat, then as a dog or a cat, and finally as intelligent as a monkey. Now, at that point, they could be dangerous because monkeys are self-aware. They know they are monkeys. They know they're not human. Now, dogs, on the other hand, dogs are confused. Dogs think that we are a dog. We just happen to be the top dog. They are the underdog. And so it does appear to a dog as if we are just the leader of the pack. So in other words, the point I'm raising is that intelligence is more than a chatbot. It's more than just something that can answer simple questions and chit-chat with you, because we can create subroutines that'll chit-chat and exchange a little bit of gossip with you. Sound human, but they are not really self-aware. Now, that doesn't mean that it's impossible to create self-aware robots. No. I think that perhaps by the end of the century, we could, in fact, have robots that are self-aware. They have their own agenda. You don't have to tell it to do something. It creates its own agenda to carry out that possibility. So I'm not saying that sentient robots are impossible. I'm just saying that the robots we have today are not. But they sound human because they can gossip like a human, and they can use slang. They can use, they can talk like a teenager, sound really hip, but they're not really conscious in the sense that we understand consciousness. They don't formulate their own plans. They don't understand the difference between them and us. For example, we have machines that can play chess better than any human. But do you go up to the robot, slap it on its back, and say, "Good going, you did it. You beat the smartest chess player that's a human." No. You slap the robot on the back, and what does it do? Nothing. It's a one-trick pony. That's all it can do. All it can do is beat you at chess. It can't converse with you. It doesn't have ideas. It doesn't make plans. It's just a chess-playing machine. So I think in the future, we're going to have robots more and more intelligent, giving the illusion that they are human. In fact, they'll be able to do some things that humans cannot do, and we'll be amazed at what they can do. But intelligence is more than being a one-trick pony. Okay, let's move on, because what I want to say a few words about is Alzheimer's disease. The population of the world is, well, it's getting longer and longer, and older, and as a consequence, Alzheimer's could be the disease of the century, but there's no marker. There's no simple blood test that you can take that will diagnose you with Alzheimer's until now. History is now being made even as we speak. It turns out the scientists have zeroed in on the amyloid protein that gums up the brains of Alzheimer's people. So we know what the brains look like. They're all gummed up. But the question is, what is it about the Alzheimer's disease that is typified by having all this gummed up proteins? The answer is they're prions. They can self-replicate and they can interfere with normal brain activity. Now we have a blood test. So it doesn't mean that we're all going to have Alzheimer's, but it does mean that we'll have a test for it. So instead of using hearsay and autopsies, we'll be able to make definitive statements about who has pre-Alzheimer's disease. Okay, well that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Give us a call.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.